Yes.
She was one of, she was on one of the award shows, the music singing award shows, and she did a beautiful rendition of the song, which you just heard. But mm-hmm. her name's Dana Winner, mm-hmm. and she was just over the top. I really appreciate what she did.
Outstanding. Yeah. Now, that was Whitney Houston. Dr. Sims, didn't Whitney Houston do that?
Yes.
Yes.
She did.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
She did.
Yes. Dana Winner, getting back to what we were saying about music, and Mike and I, one Sunday, Dr. Sims, when you and Ann weren't on the program, Dr. Demery, Mike and I, we just decided to do an impromptu music show, right? And we want to revisit that because we want to come back and with your expertise talk about the psychology and the cause and effect, that music has,
yes.
has
yes.
On the psyche, on you know, how does it, and you know, from healing to destruction, because we know mm-hmm. that knife cuts both ways.
Yeah.
And you jumped on that earlier tonight too. And getting back to, we were talking about, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was looking at so many people, and I'm trying to get a, clarification back from the professor. He mentioned 8 artists, the Chambers Brothers, the Fifth Dimension, Bernard Perdue, drummer, Charlie Pride, Buddy Miles, Bootsy Collins, as a solo artist, Sonny Rollins and Suzanne DePasse. Is it DePasse? DePasse. It's DePASSE. I'm not familiar.
Are these Hall of Famers? Are these
you know, I kind of think that it is. I think he is giving me people that are on it, but I didn't see the Fifth Dimension or the Chambers Brothers or Charlie Pride. I would certainly guess that Charlie Pride is there.
You would think.
I would think. Now, what I found out earlier, and I didn't take time to explain that, there is a committee. Mike, remember, Mike and I, our radars first went up when he was saying that. He was really upset because Cher wasn't on there. And who else was it, Mike?
Oh, God, the list is huge. Are you kidding me? But they have to have a song that's relevant in the last 20, I think what you sent me, William, the last 25 years. They have to be relevant.
Well,
but I mean, look, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, of course.
They haven't in the last 25 years. Are you serious right now?
Foreigner, Peter Frampton,
right?
Cool and the Gang. Are you kidding me?
They're on there.
Lenny Kravitz.
Cool and the Gang's on there now.
Ozzy Osbourne. How is he not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? He's done rock and roll for 40 plus years.
Yeah, but Cool is in there.
How can he not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Right.
And how can he be a first-time nominee?
Right. That's the thing that gets me.
No, first-time nominee. Not nominated over 10 years. First-time nominee.
Wow. Mm. Unbelievable. Hey, read off that list again, Mike.
Hang on.
That first-time nominee in 2024. Because I was blown away.
First-time nominees. Let me read it so I'm very clear about this. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first time nominees for 2024. That's now. Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey.
Are you kidding?
Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, R-A-K-I-M, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy, Osbourne, Sade, and A Tribe mm-hmm. Called Quest. Those are the first time nominees in 2024, this year, right now. And you're going to tell me that's okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
How could you not have Sade?
That's why I'm upset.
Mariah Carey? Are you kidding me? And I was Peter Frampton. Are you kidding me right now? I can understand.
I hear you.
Yeah, it is absolutely unbelievable.
Cool in the Gang? Oh, God.
Now, you know, I thought something might be wrong because I thought I saw Cool in the Gang on the list.
For first time nominee.
No.
Yes.
For first time nominees, yeah, I saw that.
First time nominee.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
Well, look. Hey, Kim Rogers, how are you? That is just.
Hi, Kim.
What's the word? Wrong. and so what I found out, guys, there's a committee. I don't know how many is on the committee. And then what happens, the committee will come up with the nominees. And then they'll send it to a voting base of about 500 people. And those 500 decide who is going to go in. So.
Yeah, but are these people, okay, you have to look at something too.
I didn't say, look, yeah, I'm not endorsing anyone.
You got these people on here who are voting people, whatever their process
mm-hmm.
is, people for Hall of Fame, but a lot of them are not musically intelligent. Okay.
That's right.
Put it out there. Okay. They are, a committee.
Cherry picked by
yes,
the committee.
A committee of novice.
Cherry picked by the committee.
Yes, indeed.
Let's be honest.
But they are musically not inclined. Okay. And I'm putting it nice. I want to say intelligent, but anyway, immature of knowing what sound music is, but they'll put all this stuff on there to make you want to kill a duck. Okay. And they'll put them. Okay. You asked me, right? So
go CC.
To make you think that they got it all together and I can't stand some of them. Okay. Because some of the things that some of these folks don't make no sense, and they'll put the crazies up in there because they, okay, I better be cool because they'll be calling me on my number.
Come on, girl. But don't hold back.
But it is real. And yeah, I have a right to my opinion. Okay. My daddy was in music. I mean, he was an entertainer and we were raised on all genres of music, but there's certain music I won't listen to today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people are promoted more than them, those who are more desiring than some. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, and before, it's the picks and choose of favorites or who's rolling over with them in the bed. Okay. Yeah, it is what it is. And whose pockets are being padded on the sideline other than getting royalties and what have you.
Absolutely.
I'll use this terminology, rape them. And that's a broad statement, y'all. Grow up. It's a broad statement. That means some, music taken by force or identity taken by force and letting people know that I can use you as a puppet if you want to continue to get royalties and money.
It's happening
so
all
it's
over.
It's a money game. It's a psychology game. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, again, let's go.
I use that.
You know, we're going to bring this up right here on the Boomerang one Sunday too, because and I know you two have been paying attention, but you know what? People go to work, you know, because they have to pay the bills, you know, and some working two jobs, whatever it is, they have children, they have households and stuff like that. And depending on where they get their source of news from, if they are listening to news at all, I would guarantee you there is a segment of society that don't watch the news at all. Okay.
Oh, you know it.
Because I was one of those people years and years and years ago. I didn't pay attention to that. I mean, it's just because turn on the TV with the news. It's depressing.
It is.
And then you watch that all night and go to bed.
Mm-mm.
And you're taking that on your heart, your mind. You're going to bed with this toxicity. That's why me and Mad might get on the radio and just act like.
you don't act like nothing. It is what it is. It's not an act.
All right. Hey, well, guess what? This was Unchain My Heart. A Big Daddy Wilson.
Hey, when we come back, we have to promote Cece's Kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
Don't forget.
She got her own show.
I know. We have to support her.
Unchain my heart.
No. Yes.
Baby, no. Let me be. Come on now. This is Big Daddy Wilson.
You don't care.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
Set me free. Unchain my heart. Baby, let me go. fold them like a pillowcase. And then you let my love just go to waste. Unchain my heart, set me free. Unchain my heart.
Charles.
Unchain my heart.
I wonder who did it first.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase. But you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart. Oh, please, please set me free. Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Every time I call you on the phone, some fella tells me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart. Oh, please set me free.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
But I know darn well.
But I know darn well.
That I don't stand a chance.
That I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart. Unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
You bury me night and day.
Unchain my heart.
Why leave me through a life of misery when you don't care about a beat for me? So unchain my heart. Please, please set me free.
Please set me free.
Oh, won't you set me free?
Please set me free.
Whoa, set me free.
Ray Charles. Hey, we're back. Bye. Hey, I pulled it from that mad pick, that mad Mike selection. That was 2-1, I think you sent that. And we didn't get a chance to play that. Big Daddy Wilson. And we did it, the song Unchain My Heart by him. And then Ray Charles, I played the same song. I don't know which came first. Mike, perhaps you can tell us. And I want to know. Ray Charles has to be in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I don't know about Big Daddy Wilson.
You would think.
Women are holding. Oh. Do I need to take an aspirin or something? Because Ray Charles has to be there. Oh.
If he's not, that's like a travesty.
It is absolutely amazing.
He's got to be there.
Hey, Dr. Sims. These songs, let's break this one down. Okay. Since you are our resident psychologist on board here today.
and thank you for being here tonight. CC, no, I really appreciate it. I know William doesn't appreciate it, but I do.
Oh, see. I didn't say anything about her hair either. As a matter of fact.
Hush. I'm listening to CC.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? Dr. Sims, hold on 1 second. I got something for Mike. Yes, Dr. Sims. Yep, I just muted his mic. That's the doggone right. Keep interrupting while I'm talking.
Oh, my
gosh. I sure did.
I'm trying to listen to a professional.
God. He unmuted it. Let me do this again.
What was your question?
See, Mike got me on.
Go ahead. Don't forget him.
Okay, but what was your question? I don't remember what your question was.
This song, it had to do with Unchain My Heart. So, okay, think about this. We talk often about how music, these artists tell a story, right?
Yeah,
Unchain My Heart. So that means that he wants to leave. And
but he's in love. He's in hopelessly in love with the one who has
but he to said, around his heart. He's telling her to set him free.
Yeah, of course he is. Because of his feelings. Lord. I mean, you listen to it. Because of his feelings, and look at Natural Life. Some people know he a dog. Know she ain't no good, okay? But they still hang on in there anyway, okay?
It's women
know
I hate.
Causing me. Okay, whatever. Sorry. No, that's an issue maybe you
sorry,
need to look
not
in the
sorry.
Mirror about. Anyway, okay. So sometimes birds of a feather do flock together.
Oh, boy. Out for
Broadway.
Woo, 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 woo.
But anyway, okay. My thing is this. No pun on you, Mike, but sometimes
no,
they...
No, yes, you did. Okay. You had to clap back on his red hair. You had to clap back on his red hair, comment.
That's how I know about redheads. From dating redheads. Oh, they're fat, foo-foo crazy.
Oh.
Lord help him.
I clean it up.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it could be the ones, the neighborhood you get your redheads from. Don't play with me. Okay.
Not too.
Yeah, that part. But anyway, my thing is this, the song Unchain My Heart. Sometime when somebody is so invested in an individual, okay, where they just hopelessly in love, and then who knows who did what to cause the friction, but one wants to leave, and sometimes she may play games with him or vice versa, whoever it is that has that issue. There's a whole lot of game playing because a lot of times one wants to go and do their thing, and then when rubber meets the road and they're having a bad time, they know that person loves them. And they will do anything for them and accept whatever is to be projected out there. But they're singing Unchain My Heart so that I can get away from this. And this could be anybody who not want to put themselves totally in a victim status behind somebody's ill wills. And we got a lot of that going on.
Right. But now.
A person will lie to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Got a question. Then, if I know you treat me wrong, what I need your permission to leave. My
because
point
he's
is
hopeless. He's hopeless. Listen, you don't need my permission. You're grown. Okay? And you're supposed to have a mind of yourself. But when you are a victim,
oh, Lord,
that's
Jesus.
A different status. Mm, when you are a victim behind this individual, in other words, how the world say you turned out, they turned you out. Okay. You can't get that flavor out of your mind, out of your being, out of your surroundings. That's hopelessness there. Okay. Until they want that person who's got them in this arena to do something, walk away from me, never call me back, don't do anything so I can start healing. Okay. Because if that person is always in the same city, living around you, whatever, guess what? You probably go and search them out because you're a victim.
Well, I'm going to go back to what William said. Why do you need somebody else's permission to break the chain?
I just asked that because you don't need, because that person needs that person to do something to even move away.
Why?
Because they don't have the
he doesn't have the strength to do it. He doesn't, or she doesn't have the wherewithal to do it because of what they feel down on the inside.
Wow.
They're emotionally, spiritually attached to this individual. And that is how many people have stayed in abusive relationships because they are so attached.
Yeah. Wow.
And they'll take it and say, well, one day he'll change. Know that that scoundrel was not going to change.
Wow.
But they will accept it. And a lot of people end up dead because they're not able to break away.
Sadly,
so they want
them,
go do something, go find another lady, go do something, find another man, go to another city. I can't live in the same city you live in because I'm drawn to you emotionally. I got the I can't help it. I say that.
The
I'm addicted.
I like that. I can't help it. Hey, Dr. Mike and Dr. Sims, and of course, you know, a lot of times when I'm specifically talking about the boomerang, which is a very important broadcast to me. It's near and dear to my heart.
Tell people about the boomerang before you go into your explanation.
Yeah, the boomerang radio. Right. The boomerang comes on each and every Sunday, except for this coming Sunday. Okay. I'm partying. Okay. Each and every Sunday. At 3 p.m. on the West Coast, where Mike and Dr. Sims and CC, I'm sorry, are. And we have discussions, and they are provocative, riveting, riveted, right? I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing broadcast.
About what?
A to
what
Z.
What do we talk about?
Mike, I got this. Okay. Anything from mental health. Anything from mental health to human rights to voting, anything that affects our communities today, okay, that impacts, it could be your wallet. It could be anything. It could be, like Mike does a brilliant segment on don't choose to be a victim.
Yes.
Don't choose to be a victim. Dr. Sims comes in because she is a professional. Dr. Sims, her area of expertise is in the mental health arena. Am I okay, Dr. Sims, with that? All right.
Correct.
We have Dr. Demery. Whew. What a wealth of knowledge there. I mean, the man speaks five languages. He's been around the world a couple of times, right? Just an amazing. Yeah. And then my sister, I just love her so much. And that is Ann Wooten Taylor. She's also a family court judge. Right? Then we have Brother Danny Tisdale on. There's so much. And so we come in, we cover the topics that we think are relevant to us. And that comes on each and every Sunday. And then, of course, I have to keep these two in line. All right. I have to keep
these. Oh, really? William, you better stop while you're here.
Please.
You always start in trash. And get,
I'm doing my job.
You're trying to suppress our opinions.
No, I don't. Now, that's one thing about it. Now, how often do they'll hope there's a ton of times you and Mike, Dr. Sims, you and Mike, that I don't agree with you. And we get
it. Yeah.
But that's the whole idea. We don't want it to be like mainstream media when everybody's agreeing with everybody. You know?
Oh, no.
I mean, come on. No. If you don't agree with me, let me know. Okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about Mayberry.
Maybe. No, we're not talking about the old show.
No,
you're gonna get some grit here on the board.
Oh, and last
and
week,
before we go any further, can we please? I'm asking William.
Yes,
please,
sir.
Can we promote Dr. Sims?
Well, absolutely. Well, it's up to Dr. Sims. Dr. Sims, please tell us about Miss Cece's Kitchen.
Cece's Kitchen, which has gone to their own channel now, correct?
Absolutely. Dr. Sims?
Yes, Miss Cece's Kitchen is on each Thursday at 4. We had a segment today we talked about, in case you didn't catch it, go back and listen to it, about the lies that they tell at funerals. Okay, about people who are in the casket, just tell the truth, who their character is. And I know we use the psychological part of it too, but we dealt with that today because people are sitting there in the audience said, that's not the same person I know.
Mm.
So then what you do, you have people that stand up and lie. But my take on it and the guest that I had is you're speaking to the living now for change in their lives and areas that need it.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have to use wisdom in every area. Know your audience. So that's what we dealt with today. But we're on at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 Central Standard Time, and 7 Pacific Standard Time.
Eastern.
Come on in. Eastern Standard. Thank you, William. Eastern Standard Time. We're on Spotify. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We will be on Instagram. We will be on other places as well, which I'm not liberty to expose that at this time, but we're moving and shaking, getting some information out there that people need to talk about. We talk about the real. We talk about things that are ugly. I have a right to share my opinion, and some people have, William, have buckled up against it, but as long as they're talking about it in the news and every place else, I'm bringing it to Miss Cece's Kitchen,
and
we're
absolutely
going to deal with it. And so maybe you get some act right, you know, if you hear us going for the juggler.
She wasn't talking about me.
Losing no sleep over William. We know what's up with William, okay?
You don't know what's up with William.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You're not, you know,
saving my energy.
I hope you do. Uh-huh. And see, I knew this was going to turn to a two against one, but I'm ready for you. Matter of fact, you might need to call somebody else.
It's just about reality.
You might need to call somebody.
Like
I
facts,
love it.
Facts.
It's 2-1, because see, 1-on-1 ain't going to work anyway. 2-on-1, both of you guys going to need some help.
Man, I've been helping this club all night.
I know how to shut y'all up.
Wrong woman nowhere.
Yes, we are back. Mike, you remember this artist, this brilliant artist, Dr. Sims, meet the songbird Lady Gender.
Oh, wow.
That was her song, original, and her manager and husband, Howard, they have an outstanding collaboration. He writes and she sings, but he takes care of all of her. You know, as an artist, you need someone to take care of the things that you really don't have time to take care of because you have to concentrate on your craft. You know, if you're serious about what you're doing, you really need to focus on that. And so you really need someone that you can depend on that takes care of that. And Mike and I had the pleasure of having the songbird on last week. And I've got a question for you about that, because we're talking about different types of music and how it affects you. Mm-hmm. And we often talk, Mike, about the whistle register. And that, look at, that's an exclusive club.
That's an amazing place to be.
It is.
Minnie Riperton?
Oh, yeah. Mariah Carey. Okay.
Yeah. You should hear her daughter. Her daughter's, oh my gosh, she is amazing.
Who, Mariah's?
Mariah's daughter.
I haven't heard.
That girl is phenomenal.
Now, we need to research her.
Okay.
She does little genres on TikTok and YouTube and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard her the other day because, you know, I listen to music. I'm in the voice thing. Okay. And right. So, because you have voice teachers who teach them range, but you have some people who are just blessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter is the spitting image of her mother.
Oh, we need to follow up on this.
And especially her voice tone, pure. She sounds like an angel.
Outstanding. Do you have a name at your disposal?
No, I don't have it. I just kind of stumbled upon it yesterday.
We'll find
it. You just say Mariah Carey's daughter. She doesn't have albums or anything like that. She just was doing some singing on YouTube. And so beautiful voice. Oh my goodness.
I'll look it up.
I just sat back and I'm just like, wow.
I can't wait.
And you know that passes on from generation to generation.
You know what's amazing? What's really amazing. And I also want to get back to the songbird Lady Gender, because I will get a chance to meet her Saturday night.
Nice.
In Atlanta. As a matter of fact, College Park, Georgia, there is a birthday celebration going on there. I wish you and Mike could be there. And we're celebrating birthdays that month. I mean, of this month. And, you know, of course, I had to slip in there, too. My birthday isn't until March, but, you know.
Now we have to listen about his birthday for the next 30 days.
No, but Lord, check this out.
Oh, I know.
Look. Hold on, Mike.
30 years worth of birthday celebration for William.
You know, I came with the, my good friend Mike know I love him, but he has a diarrhea mouth. Okay, but you know.
I do. No, that's true.
Yeah.
I got verbal diarrhea. I do.
He does. Absolutely.
And you know what? So does William.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there you go with that two sides argument again. It ain't gonna work. Okay. Anyway, can I get back to, we're talking about the whistle register and Dr. Sims,
back to reality.
I have a specific question. See, when I try to mute Mike's mic, it doesn't work because he'll turn it back on.
Yes, I will.
So I don't even bother anymore.
You're not a dictator. No.
Okay, I got something for him.
There, I said it.
I got something for him. Can you be quiet
better
now?
Be good.
Yeah.
Better be good, William.
Sometimes you...
This is real good.
Don't need no words.
This is Lady Songbird. Are you kidding me?
Hey, we need to do the Mad pick and the Wild Will pick, Charles. And CC's pick.
You're cute.
Lady Songbird.
We need to already know. Picks tonight.
Will you be quiet?
Oh, come on. CC. Gotta give you a pick.
The way the sun
loves the earth.
Man.
The way the moon loves the sky. The way the trees love the wind. You're the apple of my eye.
The way the clouds paint a picture. The way the ocean loves the shore. When I say that I love you, I mean it 100 times more. Sometimes I wish I could describe the way I love you, but I can't. It ain't no rush, no. Sometimes I wish I could describe the way I love you, but I can't. It ain't no rush, no.
Stop. Breathe me in. Though the feelings can't comprehend. From the moon.
Agenda and Cupid. No words. Dr. Sims, I want your opinion because we're talking about different types of music and how different types of music will put you in certain moods. You know, and we've been all over the place here sort of and on purpose because I'm sure with the different types of music that we've played so far. And Mike and I, we get into, we'll play anything from blues to classical to R&B gospel, it all over the, it doesn't matter, right? And move, mm-hmm. And I'm convinced, and I'm backed up by, signs that music and medicine, that music stimulates the brain in different ways.
Sound. Not just music, but sound.
Sound. Oh, absolutely. We've done this. And so I think on our next episode on the Boomerang, which comes on every Sunday at 3 p.m., except for this next Sunday, okay? 3 p.m. Western time and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. I want to talk about this and explore music again and talk about it. Because it is so important, and I think that is underrated. They are incorporating music in medicine right now. They are experimenting, and they are, in some places, are using it for therapy. Dr. Sims?
You know why?
You're right. Yeah. And Mike, I sent you a song, Here's to Life, that's by Anita Wilson. That's Nancy Wilson's daughter. So it's Anita Wilson. I put Nancy because I'm thinking about her mother.
What you mean send it to Mike? You need to send it to me.
Well, William, whoever's
in
that
private chat, William.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Private chat. Come on.
I'm doing my job. I am doing my job because I am steering.
Where's Caven? Where's Caven when we need him?
You, look, I have it.
Here's William. It's Anita Wilson. You got it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm killing me here. Killing you, Smalls.
You deter me because my mind is all over the place.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Music is soothing. Music is because I use it in my counseling group sessions.
Wait, Dr. What? Sims.
What?
Back up a little bit here. You use music in your sessions counseling people.
Yeah.
Can you address that more elaborately, please?
I will. I had a counseling session and there was kind of the atmosphere was disturbing, very disturbing. And I try to generally, I'm not orthodox in my counseling. Okay. You know, some people, I'm very creative, should I say, because I know that music can change people's moods. It can change the whole atmosphere. It can change people's demeanor at the time. And so what I did, and I'll share this in this one particular counseling session, because people were at each other and they were looking at their culture, their ethnicity and all this kind of stuff and saying who was worse than who and, you know, with their addictions. But the thing is, what I did was I turned off the light. And to me, that's wisdom. Mm. I turned off the light. It was pitch black in there. And as we talk, I said, do you know what color they are? Because you can't see them. And so, but they have addictions. Mm. They had problems. Okay. And what I did was, cause I used to sing. Okay. I didn't have a recording or anything like that. I began to sing to them. Okay. As I walked around, I sung this song to them. And you talking about when I turned on the lights back on, they were apologetic to each other. Okay. They were in a totally different space because of the music and the atmosphere being set. Mm. And so I had to use that. So when they went back to their homes because they were in home, you know, addiction and struggling with mental health issues. And so they had to go back to those homes. And guess what? They went back in a totally different light. And when I had that group again, totally opposite of what I've experienced before. And so music changes, the right music though. You have to be, and I said this in my broadcast earlier, you have to know your audience. You have to not just go in there and just think you're going to do. I can't go to a Kiss concert because I can't stand it. Jerking my head and passing out. That'd give me a headache, okay? That would drive me to drink, for real. Okay, I'm saying. I can't deal with that. You're licking out the tongue and all this crap going on. I would have anxiety, PTSD at its finest.
You took away one of their senses. We have five senses that we know about.
I took away their aggressive senses.
You took away one sense and that changed their whole perspective.
Yes.
On what their feelings and outlook was.
Yes.
Concerning what you were dealing with, correct?
Yes. Mm. Yes, with them. That's what happened.
Wow.
In fact, they were at each other's throats and trying to make their sin bigger than the other person. Make them feel worse than because maybe she had a cashmere blouse on or something like that. She made herself better than the rest of them who walk the streets at night and things like that. But I'm of this persuasion in my counseling. You're addicted. Addiction is addiction. Okay. Just like, you know, I'm God based. When he judges you, he's not going to judge you on being papered up and doctored up and all this kind of stuff. He's going to look at your life and your persona.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before. Many people's mouth don't match up with how they're living. They talk a good game, but their life is nasty. And my thing is, with that, I use the wisdom to let them know that we're all in this together. That was my aim, Mike. We're all in this together. We've all suffered in areas. There's no big I's and little U's when it comes to addiction and mental health issues.
That's right.
Okay? Because we have some of the finest doctors still doing medicine, wow, and still confused within themselves.
Absolutely.
And admitting that you're in the, we're all in this pot together, same level. I don't care if you snorted for a year. I don't care if you took drugs for 5 months. It destroyed your, wow, life. Okay? And so that's the message that I was getting over to this group. It was about 25 of them, women of all walks of life.
Right.
But they were trying to gauge their problem against each other.
Absolutely.
And that's where I had to change that atmosphere through that.
Mm. You know, Dr.
Wow.
Sims,
wow,
this is deep. This is very, very deep, Dr. Sims. You said a mouthful. And I don't mean that sarcastically at all, because what you're saying is, these are all addicted women, right? And because some could afford the drugs and the makeup, they thought they were better than.
Indeed. Yes, they did.
But both of them, they were all addicted.
They still did scandalous things. They still gave their body free. They still laid out, still passed out in the bed. They may not have been in the street, but they was passed out. Okay?
My.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to Dr. Sims or CC's pick right here, and then we're going to the mad pick of the week, and we'll be right back after this. This is deep.
Nice.
Folks,
nice.
We're bringing this. I promise you, Mike and CC, we're going to discuss this on a boomerang. Wow. And we're going to take the entire time. You know how we get into several different subjects?
You
and things
do
like
that. You take us around the mulberry bush, up the hill, down the street. You do that.
I'm doing my job.
Says you.
Well, you guys are
thanks,
still.
CC.
You haven't gone anywhere. You're still here.
No.
No, please don't go away. Stay with us, please.
No complaints and no regrets.